All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. This time of year, the twinkly notes at the beginning of Mariah Carey's 1994 hit song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, feel ever present. The marking of Mariah season typically begins the day after Halloween, when memes about the singer defrosting in anticipation of the holidays start to circulate right on schedule. Some estimates put Carey's annual royalties from this song alone at around $2 million per year. All I Want for Christmas Is You is the perfect showcase for Carey's powerful voice and her signature earnest, breathless delivery style of R&B-infused pop. The song was a hit when it came out, and people like it even more now, which makes it one of the few songs that fit the definition of a modern Christmas classic. Despite its ubiquity in every store and every mall, All I Want for Christmas is a love song on an anti-consumerist campaign. It's about longing, but it's also about joy. Carey declares that she doesn't care about presents, toys, stockings, or even snow. She's so dedicated that she isn't even making a Christmas list for Santa, which would be kind of weird for an adult woman to do anyway, but we digress. Carey is pinning all her hopes on Christmas, and in that regard, we think she's onto something. The song's lyrics repeatedly express hope for Mariah's baby to show up under the mistletoe at her front door. It's a romantic notion, and would undoubtedly be a joy to behold in real life. But the true spirit of Christmas offers the fulfillment of a promise that is even more thrilling than a starry-eyed dream come true. And ironically enough, it's through a baby showing up right on time. In Luke 2, we meet a righteous man named Simeon who lived in Jerusalem and was waiting for the consolation of Israel to appear. Simeon had been told by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before seeing the Messiah, and he was eagerly awaiting the fulfillment of that promise. Moved by the Spirit, he made his way to the temple where he witnessed an infant Jesus being presented to the Lord as the Jewish law commanded. Simeon's excitement, relief, and awe are plain to see when we read his words of gratitude. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. It was the fulfillment of an ancient prophecy and the promise of a hopeful future, a moment of rapturous joy. Conversation starter. Is there a song, show, or tradition that always puts you in the Christmas spirit?
Thanks for listening to Advent for the Record. All of our resources are funded by donors like you. We'd love for you to consider becoming a part of our community of givers. Check us out at axis.org.